I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show jam-packed with guests. You could call in to the beautiful AM560 studios here by calling 312-642-5600. Remember, we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. So as our listeners know, we love to profile interesting people, interesting entrepreneurs, people that have fascinating stories, and my next guest certainly qualifies. Jennifer Adams has a remarkable story. Jennifer Adams rose from a cleaning woman to a multi-million dollar lifestyle brand CEO. You may know of her affordable luxury bedding company, Home by Jennifer Adams, and it's in Costco and many other places, and I'm just thrilled to have Jennifer on the program. Welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Jennifer, you have quite the remarkable backstory, and I'd like to start with that and, of course, make sure that we talk a little bit about your brand-new book, Love Coming Home, Transforming Your Environment, Transform Your Life. So, Jennifer, you, as we said, started as a cleaning woman. Tell us what happened from that point to who you are today.
Well, I grew up way in the country in a teeny town outside of Portland, Oregon, in very humble beginnings, like many of you, I'm sure. And from the moment I was old enough to work, the thing you could do was pick berries out in the area where I lived. And the age requirement was 12 back then. And that didn't last very long because I had to go with my sister and she hated it. We realized we could also clean houses without an age requirement. And we got hired to do that. And that job sustained me all through high school, along with some other small jobs that we had as well. And it was the first step in my entrepreneurship, come to find out about it. And I was making beds and cleaning toilets long before I started my interior design business, which then I was able to evolve into a product development company and have brought bedding out into the market. So now I can help people sleep well without actually having to physically make the bed for them.
Well, Jennifer, you have a remarkable story, and clearly you have a very strong work ethic. And that's something that I certainly have picked up from what I've read about you for a long time now. And so I'd like to start there. I know part of the message of your brand new book, again, called Love Coming Home, is that you can achieve your dreams right now. And that is the emphasis on right now. So what was it in you and your sister that as a young child, you felt that you were able to just pick up and sort of achieve your destiny right then and there, as opposed to relying on somebody else or sometime else?
I will say back then, it was literally out of a desire for freedom and choices, and money and working represented that to me. My parents taught us to be extremely resourceful because they didn't have anything. And so everything that was brought into our home was either made by my parents to include our sofa or a hand-me-down from my church. So back then, it was more out of survival and choices. And as I entered into my adult life, it took breaking that cycle of working out of fear of not having enough to really achieve my dreams. And I have my book, Love Coming Home, talks about setting up the foundation for your dream life in your home where you are now, whether you're in a shared space, rented or owned. I have another book coming out that I'm actually in the final editing round of, and it really goes more into my story deeply on breaking down those limiting beliefs and realizing that I could accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. But the very first step was getting clear on what I wanted in the first place and dreaming as if all I had was pure potential, as opposed to what I had done in my past with just thinking, okay, this is all that I can do because I'm not as deserving as all the other people that I see out there achieving dreams and things. That's not really me. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. I don't live where I think I should live. And all of that changed once I stopped that limiting belief and really got clear on what it was I wanted to do.
So we're chatting with Jennifer Adams. You may know her name. She's the CEO of lifestyle company Home by Jennifer Adams. A fascinating story. And Jennifer, I mean, I could tell from your work ethic, it hasn't changed at all. Even as you've achieved success, you continue to work hard onto your next book, even as this one is just in the releasing stage, which is fantastic. So, Jennifer, many of our listeners are entrepreneurs, much like you are, and are developing their ideas. Some may be younger, some may be onto their third or their fourth career. What advice do you have for our listeners that have an idea but don't quite know how to turn it into a reality?
I would say first and foremost, put your idea out on paper. It's really important to get your big dreams and your goals out of your head because they can just become big garbled messes that we can't really make sense of. So first and foremost, write down if you knew you couldn't fail in every aspect of your life, to include your business and your entrepreneurial goals, what do you want? And then take that goal, and that hopefully it's a dream that's so big it actually scares you, and then break it down into stepping stones, which stepping stones are like manageable bite-sized pieces that allow you to try your goal on for size. So for example, let's say it's something like wanting to lose weight. So let's say you want to lose 30 pounds. That seems unsurmountable. But when you break it down to 1 pound and then give yourself a deadline for that 1 pound, so let's say 1 pound a week, and then you break that down into stepping stones. So for example, all the different things that you need to do to get that 1 pound goal to happen, it happens so much more quickly. And the same thing is true with your business goals. So I'll have, for me, mine are evolving continually, and I'm continually looking at them thinking, is this someone else's dream? Is this something that I feel like I should do? Or is it something that someone's telling me this is all I can do? And once I'm clear that, okay, this is really what I want, then I'll break it down. Even if it's something like, for example, writing my book, that was a 12-year goal in the making. And at times I would spend 5 minutes a day on it, which seems ridiculously small, but it's all that I could afford from a time standpoint. And then I was ready when I met my publisher and the opportunity came to actually bring the book to life. And I'll do the same for, let's say I want to get my product into another retailer. If I have it in my head and I'm just even talking to my employees saying, I want to do this, let's try to do this, it's so much more impactful when we write it down and actually put it down as a true goal. And then I also do visualization techniques with my goals. And do you want me to go into that?
Well, you know what? I'd love to have you back on another time. I understand that your offices are in San Diego and in Scottsdale, and slowly but surely you will be doing a book tour all over the country. Do you have any details that you can share with our listeners now so they can hopefully meet you and perhaps purchase a copy of the book, called Love Coming Home?
I appreciate that. I have been in almost, not every city, but a lot of cities the past 2 weeks, and I have got a lot coming up. I'll be on KTLA in Los Angeles on Thursday and then New York right after that. I was in New York this last week. And to buy the book, Amazon.com is an easy one. They sold out on the very first day we went out.
Amazing.
But
congratulations.
Thank you. They're taking orders, but it's also in a lot of local bookstores across the country, Barnes & Noble, many locations have them. But and also my publisher, Beyond Words Publishing, their website also sells the books as well.
Well, it's fantastic, Jane. You have a fantastic story, Jennifer, of success. You, as we said, we started as a cleaning woman and working hard, again, starting, as you said, from desperation, where you and your mom, you built a couch out of scrap lumber and went on through design school, graduate from Harvard's business school, and now, of course, starting your own lifestyle company, Home by Jennifer Adams. The book is called Love Coming Home, and Jennifer, you have some fantastic lessons, entrepreneurial advice, and motivational stories that I know are relevant to all of our listeners. Whether somebody calls themselves an entrepreneur or not, you've got the lessons for them. So, Jennifer, do you mind sharing your website so people can learn a little bit more about you?
Gladly. It's jenniferadams.com. And then our Instagram is Jennifer Adams Home, and Twitter is Jennifer Adams. Facebook, I think it's just Jennifer Adams. Thank you.
Well, Jennifer, I can't wait to meet you sometime real soon. Congratulations on all of your success. And please continue to share the stories with us on Get Down to Business. We're going to be back in just a moment with more about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. You can check out my website, shalomkline.com. We'll be right back, Chicago.
Sean Hannity explains why the media is so interested in the Manafort case.
Why are all these news organizations so involved? But only for one reason. Paul Manafort worked for Donald Trump for about 100 days as his campaign manager. That's it. This has nothing to do with the campaign. Nothing. Not one thing to do with the 2016 campaign.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Jill Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Chicago? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Chicago area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Chicago is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
You remember a simpler time when family fun was about having fun. It didn't include the kids glued to their tablets or smartphones. Well, real family fun is back at Gobert's Pumpkin Patch. For almost 70 years, Gobert's has been Chicagoland's family destination for fall fun.
This was the most fun day ever. My parents were there. My kids were there. There was a pumpkin patch, a maze, a haunted house, slides, a train, a fresh market, and there was so much more. I loved it.
It's a family tradition for us to visit Gobert's every October. The pumpkins are great, the attractions are fun, and the apple cider donuts are to die for.
Loved it. One price to get in, and almost all the activities were free. My kids had a blast.
Listen to the kids.
My mom loves the homemade caramel apples.
I have to say, the pumpkin cannon is cool.
They got a pumpkin-eating dinosaur.
The live giraffe is really cool.
I love the jumping pillow and the pumpkin express train ride.
Gobert's Pumpkin Patch in Pingree Grove. Pick apples, explore the pumpkin patch, play games, ride the train. Gobert'sPumpkinPatch.com. Harvesting family memories.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I had the opportunity earlier this morning to explain why this show is so important to me, because I feel I'm able to connect people and bring in a human aspect of it. So my next guest is no stranger to the show and to many of the people that I interact with. We've had her back. We've had her on the program in the past. Juliana Tamarosi, the founder and president of the Iraqi Christian Relief Council, a very, very, very dear friend and a partner of mine in trying to make the world a better place. Juliana, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. It's so good to talk with you.
So, Juliana, first of all, I haven't done enough with this, but many of my close friends and people that follow the Facebook page of the show Get Down to Business have seen some of the pictures from my June trip with you to the to northern Iraq, where we toured the Nineveh Plains, a historic and ancient homeland to the Assyrian people. Where we saw the, frankly, the destruction since the battle with ISIS, and we shared some of the pictures and some of the stories. But I wanted to get you on the program so we could talk a little bit about what has been taking place and the work of ICRC, the Iraqi Christian Relief Council, and what is the current state of affairs on the ground. But first, to our listeners that don't know you well. Again, Juliana Tamarosi, the founder and president of the Iraqi Christian Relief Council. Juliana, do you mind telling our listeners a little bit about ICRC?
Of course. I founded ICRC, Iraqi Christian Relief Council, in 2007 to fill a gap, to fill a void, which was the media and the people really were not talking around the U.S. about the plight of the Christians of Iraq that had been persecuted, first under al-Qaeda, starting 2003 with the invasion of Iraq, and then under ISIS in 2014. We were 1.5 million Assyrian, Chaldean, Syriac Christians in Iraq in 2003. Today, we have barely 180 or 190,000 left in Iraq. This all happened since 2003 in front of our eyes. And really, the world was not paying attention. So I founded the organization after speaking to Cardinal Francis George, who passed away a couple of years ago of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And he recommended that I start this organization to raise awareness and ask for prayers. In addition to that, our mission is also to raise funds to deliver for food, shelter, and medicine, clean water, rebuilding these people's lives. And that's what we've been doing for the past 11 plus years.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, we spent some time, about 10 days, in northern Iraq in late June. And one of the cities, we could talk for hours, but unfortunately we don't have that amount of time. We could talk for hours about the Nineveh Plains, but I want to focus on a city, on Karakosh, which is a city that just a couple of years ago numbered 60,000 people, mostly all members of Assyrian Catholic and Orthodox churches. And the city was devastated. Juliana, tell us a little bit about the area and what the situation on the ground is. And of course, I do want to make sure we get to how people can help.
The city of Karakosh, or the Assyrian name for it, is Baghdad. Like you said, we had about 60,000 Christians there. ISIS, when they started rolling through Mosul starting June of 2014, in August of that year, they devastated that city. And majority of the women that were kidnapped and sold in sex slavery were from that town. These homes have been either completely destroyed or partially destroyed. The destruction came through by burning a certain chemical material. They burnt most of the homes or all of the houses. The structures, some of them are still standing. Some have been partially destroyed. Currently, the water situation is terrible there. The hygiene water, or water that is used for hygiene, either has a lot of chlorine that is injected in there. And as you know, when there is imbalance of chlorine in water, that causes skin disease and other diseases when people bathe with it or wash with it. Or it's as dark as coffee color. It's very muddy. So that is causing a lot of diseases to spread among the family members, among the families. But the city is slowly, slowly coming back. There are about 30,000 people that have returned to the city of Karakosh. And we have built countless of homes there, which costs about $2,500 to build either an entire house, depending on the size, or make it livable for them to get out of the shipping containers that they were living in, or in terrible conditions that they were living in prior to the defeat of ISIS. We've also dug wells, and Shalom, you know, you're my partner in this cause. We just wired $15,000 to that city for them to dig new wells to address some of this water system issue. So the need is great. People are in absolute need. And I always compare the situation, the current situation, to when people were liberated from the terrible camps, death camps in Auschwitz during the Holocaust time. And people, the Jews, were returning to their to nothing, really. Their homes were taken away from them or were destroyed. And this is the situation that these Iraqi Christians are living in today. They're going back to destroyed homes or to nothing because they've been taken away from them. And this is where the Iraqi Christian Relief Council comes in to answer and to fill the void and to answer that call.
Absolutely. So, Juliana, what really gets me going and what I perhaps was the most inspirational part of our journey together was talking to many of the people from towns like Karakosh, but really throughout the area we were in. The Hook, as an example, and we talked with many of the youth, and these are individuals that were prior to 2014, they were in university and they were studying various programs. This one story stands out to me. There was a young man that was in veterinary school, and I mean his home was taken away from him. We walked around and we saw the destruction, the devastation, and it really took a number, and it's very hard for people to call a place like this home, and that's why I'm beseeching obviously our listeners to hear the stories, to learn more about the stories, and we'll share some of the methods that people can do that either through social media, but of course through supporting and donating to the cause. But these are people like you and I then, and of course, we hear about water problems in the United States, but there's nothing quite like what I've seen in Karakosh, and the work that ICRC is doing, the Iraqi Christian Relief Council, in trying to make these cities livable again and allow the Christian people, the Assyrian people, to come back home is really life changing, and I hope that we can shine a spotlight on that. So, Juliana, tell us a little bit of most importantly, what can people do?
Please follow us on social media to keep track of our work, to keep updated with the news that we offer. We're on Facebook, we're on Iraqi Christian Relief Council. On Twitter, it is Iraqi Christian. Not plural, it's just Iraqi Christian. And you'll see our emblem, our logo, it's two hands that are holding the country of Iraq and a dove, and I believe a cross as well. Please follow us there. Even more importantly, we really need people to get engaged. It is your opportunity to make a difference in people's lives that unfortunately the American policy failed starting 2003. These people, like you said, Shalom, they were living. They were doctors, lawyers, engineers, students, and their lives were torn apart. It is really, really on moral grounds, if not anything else, we are able to help. For a lot of people, $2,500 is a lot of money, but for many, it's not. And we could change generations by giving a home back to these individuals. Or if people want us to speak on this issue, if people want to hold small fundraising, every single dollar makes a difference. People can, what I usually encourage people to do is to become monthly donors. Monthly donations, even at $5 to $10 a month, makes such a huge difference in these people's lives. Shalom, since 2011, since 2007, pardon me, we have changed hundreds and thousands of lives across the region. We've even reached those who have tried to settle in Australia, in France, and across the U.S. So every single dollar that comes in is spent so wisely on these people. And you have the key in your hand. You are able to make a difference in people's lives, people that you may never meet. But I guarantee you, for the last 11, 12 years I've been in this cause, I've dedicated my life, Shalom, you know, to this cause. I have seen miracles in people's lives. I meet people who've been raised really with donations that we've been given, and now they are giving back.
Well, Juliana, you are literally changing lives, but you can't take on that burden on your own. It is up to all of us, all of our listeners. So please go to that website, IraqiChristianRelief.org, IraqiChristianRelief.org. Donate, get involved. There's so many opportunities to do so. Juliana Tamarosi, thank you so much for joining us. We've got to take a quick break right now for the headlines. We'll be back in just a little bit.
The world is a dangerous place. Often, it's a very ugly place. And you come here to try to help make sense of it all. We give you the latest news, help you understand what it means and why it's important. But there are bigger questions you need answered about life and death, faith and hope. And that's where our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life, comes in. When you're looking for answers to life's biggest questions, give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Senator John McCain laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy today, along with family and friends. Hundreds of midshipmen were there.
They knew all the stories, but they also knew about his intense focus on honor and his intense focus on the code of conduct, which tells every midshipman, do not accept neither parole nor special favor from the enemy. You're an American fighting man prepared to give your life for its defense.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Annapolis. McCain died 8 days ago at the age of 81. An investigation continues into Thursday's New Mexico bus crash that killed 8 people when a semi-trailer veered across a median into a Greyhound bus.
We have subpoenaed information for blood, for toxicological purposes, as well as medical records.
Pete Katowski of the NTSB says a blown tire in the tractor trailer may have contributed to the accident. Fox News, we report, you decide.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Discover Westmont, a community nestled in the heart of DuPage County. With top-notch schools, beautiful, affordable housing, and excellent dining and shopping, Westmont makes a great place to live, work, and play. Choose Westmont. Discover how your business can flourish and grow with a wonderful central location providing rapid access to Chicago's key expressways, airports, and many family-friendly amenities. Add quick transportation on the Burlington train line, and that means simple and easy travel for everyone. Westmont is committed to working collaboratively with you to facilitate inquiries about your family or business relocation. We'll help your company navigate to Westmont for a great experience. Call Larry Forsberg at Westmont Economic Development at 630-824-9337. That's 630-824-9337 to find out about incentives that can help you plan your development, relocation, or expansion. Discover all Westmont has to offer. For more information, visit choosewestmont.com. That's choosewestmont.com.
A storm is on the horizon, and you need to keep the lights on no matter what. Your business relies on the power being on 24/7. It's the lifeblood of your data and computer systems. Weather-related outages from the power company are not acceptable. Your need for a source of power that's reliable 24/7, along with round-the-clock service that can dispatch technicians to your site immediately, is mission critical. Your business needs Charles Equipment Energy Systems on speed dial. These are the big boys, not residential or solar, but reliable industrial generators for emergency backup or events. When you need more than a 100-foot extension cord plugged into a small engine generator, call Charles Equipment Energy Systems. They keep the lights on with rental generators for job sites or power outages. The storm season is here. Plan ahead. Call now to prepare generators for sudden damage and potential power outages. Call 630-834-6000. That's 630-834-6000 or charlesequipment.com. charlesequipment.com.
As a parent, you want what's best for your children.
That means sending them to a school where they'll get the superior education they deserve, and that also shares your values. That can be tricky these days, as public schools have changed and private schools can be expensive. Your household budget has already been cut to the bone, and it's hard to imagine where you'll find that extra money. Well, there's help to lessen that financial burden and provide your child with the very best education at half the cost. At AM 560 The Answer, we work with private schools throughout the Chicagoland area to provide tuition for families at half the normal cost. Just log on to halfpriceschools.com and you'll find some of Chicagoland's finest private schools, from preschool all the way through high school, at half the cost. And chances are there's a school right in your neighborhood. Invest in your child's education and future at halfpriceschools.com. A limited number of half-price vouchers are available. Go to halfpriceschools.com now.
Hey, welcome back, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts on my website, shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Don't forget also to check out our amazing sponsors, Tandem HR. They are our solution center. Check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. I wanted to talk a little bit about time management. That's a subject that I've talked about in the past, but have not covered in quite a while. We share so many bits of advice on Get Down to Business with our listeners about ways to be more successful in business. But I always feel like I'm throwing so many bits of advice, so much information at people, that if you are following everything, you are going to be a mess in your head. You're going to be running around like a chicken without a head, and you're going to be trying a little bit of everything, working for a couple hours a day on your business plan, working for a couple hours a day on your phone skills, working a couple hours a day on all of the other things that we talk so much about. And if you're following the advice of all of our guests, again, it can be quite overwhelming. So I wanted to go back to the basics and talk about those time management skills to make sure that you have a process and a plan. So the first part is having the systems in place. I've shared with you in the past on this program that I am a Google person, meaning I'm very attached to my Google calendar. I schedule every single minute of the day. Quite literally, there is not a single bit of space in my calendar from early morning, from about 6 a.m. until usually pretty late at night, 8 or 9 p.m. Every minute of the day is scheduled. Sometimes it's completely packed with meetings or with phone calls, but it is always, I always put on all of my tasks and all of my activities. That means that, and this is a commitment that I've made, that when people call me on the average day, I will likely not be able to pick up the phone because I'm going to be engrossed in an activity. That's why I like to schedule calls. Sometimes I'll admit it, I overdo it. But that said, it's advice that I certainly would advocate and share with each and every one of you fellow business owners to schedule your calls. And if you're getting a call that likely is not mission critical, while you're working on an important task that you have committed to get done on a certain day, it's okay not to pick up the phone. It's okay as long as you follow up with that person. So all of my callers, all of my friends, and all of my family knows that if they don't have something urgent, I will always follow up immediately, and I will always send a message and say, let's set up a time to talk. That said, if there is an emergency, whether it's with friends or with family or with anybody, a client or anything like that, I will always drop everything and immediately make that a priority. So time management is really, really important. So use a calendar. It doesn't matter whether you have a paper calendar or a digital electronic calendar. Have a system in place that allows you to keep track of your time. By the way, just on Friday, I was sitting in a meeting with somebody and we had to look back at the calendar from 2.5 years ago. And I had to check my calendar and I had every minute of that day allocated. And I was able to tell exactly how much time I spent with them, exactly what subjects we covered. I also use my calendar as a meeting preparation tool. By the way, as an example, this show every week, I'm booking guests into November and I put my guest information. If I talked to somebody today about appearing on the program in in late November. I'll put the notes in my calendar. So as we get closer to the date and I'm starting to put together notes and sending them logistical details for the program, I will have all of those reference points in my calendar, and it's very easy to locate and very easy to find. So again, it doesn't matter what system you use. The key is to have a system that works well for you. And often people do send calendar invitations. I don't do that as much as I probably should. I do send calendar invitations when people ask me to do it. But sometimes I find that people are a little calendar invite heavy, and they because they want my availability, they'll start sending me calendar invitations, and it sometimes gets a little out of control. And I want to be careful that some of our listeners that might be tuned in right now, I'm not referring to you. I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, somebody talks to me about something, and sometimes they'll schedule, you know, far too long for a conversation. And I sort of need to continue to be in control and on top of my own schedule. And sometimes we talk about something, but until we actually confirm the time, I don't always appreciate getting that calendar invitation. Again, I'm not trying to send a message through radio to anybody that might be listening. I'm just sharing what works well for me and what I would recommend for other people. So whether you send calendar invitations for every one of your appointments or not, I think it's a great tool. And whether you use Outlook or Google, all good tools to help you do that. Speaking of Outlook and Google, I know there's a big debate out there for companies as you set up a server. These days, you don't really need to have a server for much of anything other than file sharing. Even that, you could really take advantage of OneDrive on Microsoft or Google Drive on Google. So there's not a substantial need for a server. Some companies do, depending on what line of work you're in, you do need something like that. But for email, I don't know of many companies that are managing their own server. So I know I shared a lot of tips, a lot of advice for you. I hope you find it helpful in the week ahead. So take advantage of it on in the coming days. You can check out more tips, more advice on my website, shalomkline.com. While you're there, follow me on Twitter. We'll be back with Aviv Ezra, the Consul General from the State of Israel to the Midwest, in just a moment. You're listening to Get Down to Business, show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We'll be right back.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Tasty Catering is bringing outdoor happiness to you and your coworkers this picnic season.
Down Home Barbecue, street tacos, sausages and sandwiches, steaks, chops, fish, Greek feasts, pig roasts, the list goes on.
Tasty Catering picnic foods are more deliciously sophisticated than ever. With so many great options, everyone will be happy.
Organic, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, and dairy-free options never tasted so picnicky.
And your picnic doesn't stop with amazing freshly grilled food. Entertainment, rentals, decor, venue selection. Get everything you need with one single call to Tasty Catering.
Inflatables and crafts for the kids, games and athletics for the teenagers, beverage packages and entertainment options for the adults. There's so much to choose from.
The best company picnic start at TastyCatering.com. View picnic menus, entertainment options, picnic spots, and more. Visit TastyCatering.com. TastyCatering.com.
What if you could enjoy total peace of mind when it comes to home security? What if the best technology came from a local company who puts the customer's needs first? Alarm Detection Systems is the right choice for an alarm system with complete control from your phone or tablet. Know when your children arrive home from school. View live streaming video. Check up on your pets. Receive alerts for extreme temperatures. Know if leaks or floods have been detected. Get real-time text alerts sent to your phone. Family-owned and operated since 1968, Alarm Detection Systems understands that nothing is more important than the safety of your family. Your security system will be monitored by our central station in Aurora, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Alarm Detection Systems is an authorized Honeywell equipment dealer. Our on-site security consultation is always free. Visit adsalarm.com or call 630-844-6322. That's 630-844-6322. Alarm license number 127-000-143.
I've been suffering from depression for about 45 years. I've probably been on 5 to 6 different antidepressants. And even when they did work, and there was that underlying feeling of depression. And it would never go away. Just call one of the treatment centers and just talk to the psychiatrist or doctor, and you'll be on your way. I'm Christy. I'm a wife and a mother and a real estate broker, and I no longer suffer from depression.
HPR centers in Chicagoland and Milwaukee offer TMS therapy. In just a few weeks, you can change your life. And it's FDA cleared. It's covered by most insurance, including Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. You can make real progress in the battle with depression. Cure or remission. Get a free consultation. 800-604-0208. 800-604-0208. HPR centers. Go to endmydepression.com. End your depression.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by Drew Johnson, a senior fellow of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Drew, you have said that the energy industry is paying it forward by paying for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the LWCF grant program. You've done a lot of research on the subject, and I'm thrilled to have you on the program. Drew, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about the LWCF, that Land and Water Conservation Fund, and what it's doing on the state and local government level.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've actually done quite a bit of research about sort of green alarmism and things like that, and it, sort of to see if all the terrible things environmentalists say about energy companies and fossil fuels and things like that are true. And one of the things I found is that pollution is going down dramatically over the recent years, and we can talk more about that. But make America greener, and one of the things is this fund. When an oil company or a natural gas company, a fossil fuel company, leases land to do energy exploration, they actually end up paying into a fund that is then redistributed throughout state and local government. They're used for things like state parks and greenways and bike lanes and things like that. So not only is energy getting more efficient and cleaner and greener, but also in a very literal sense, there are more trees today and there are more hiking paths and things like that, actually because of the bad guys, the fossil fuel company.
Fascinating. So I know that the press release from the U.S. Department of the Interior says that Secretary Zinke announced that over $61 million is going to states to support parks and outdoor recreation. What that means, and I know you've done the research, that I believe that the amount is over $2 million for the state of Illinois alone. So how long has this been sort of under consideration, and is this a new thing under this administration? Tell us a little bit more about some of your findings and a bit of the highlights from this announcement.
Yeah, so the fund itself isn't new. The way it's being distributed is new. Previously, so much of the exploration was being done in the Gulf of Mexico, and so the states around the Gulf were getting much more of the money, you know, Alabama and Florida, Mississippi and Texas, Louisiana. And recently that money was changed, the sort of structure that was used for the funding, so that more states got more money and it was sort of spread out more. And that sort of replicates or reflects the administration's focus on opening up more public land to responsible energy production and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's getting certainly, you know, Wisconsin, Illinois, you guys up there are getting more money than you have previously. And like I said, that money is going to end up going to state and local governments.
Well, Drew, let me touch on that. Let me touch on that for a moment in terms of the decision-making process on the state or the local level, which in my opinion, it's certainly a good thing to be able to sort of allocate which projects are a priority. Does this decision allow that level of discretion to determine that a certain project, a certain park, a certain public area should be able to be funded, or does that decision making rest on within the Department of the Interior?
No, it's actually basically goes to the state legislature and the state parks department.
Well, that scares me here in Illinois, but go ahead.
Right. I was going to say in Illinois, that's not always such a great thing. But, yeah, it's basically some of the money is matching, some of it straight up. But, yeah, it's ultimately, state lawmakers who sort of decide and state agency heads and things like that exactly where the money goes. But, yeah, you'll see over the next few years more and more money going into projects, environmentally focused projects, and that money basically is coming from the last place you'd expect it.
That's fantastic. So, Drew, for our listeners that want to learn more about the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, some of your other research on other important topics, this is a fascinating one that has a very real impact for Illinois and for all of our listeners. So it's exciting news. It's a great announcement. How can people learn more about the organization and the rest of your work?
Yeah, check us out at protectingtaxpayers.org. We're focused on making sure that you pay less in tax dollars, that the tax dollars that you do pay are spent more effectively and efficiently. And we focus a lot not only on federal things but on state issues as well. So Illinois certainly had our attention over the last few years, and hopefully we'll help you get that straight a little bit up there.
Fantastic. Drew Johnson, once again, from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, great news, great research for the state of Illinois and beyond. Thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back on the program all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship in just a moment. Thank you so much.
Risk mitigation is an important consideration that smart companies pay attention to in today's complicated business climate. Some of the greatest risks occur when your company hires new employees or when you execute new business financial relationships. When your company hires, leases, or conducts financial transactions, decisions are critical. That's why veteran-owned and operated Global Verification Network is a company you should know. Startups to Fortune 100s trust Global Verification Network, and so should you. They're a background screening and investigative services company dedicated to expert, timely, and affordable background screening services for employment, tenant screening, and business due diligence. Global Verification Network is headquartered in Chicagoland, a federally recognized veteran-owned small business, and never offshores data like many competitors. To request your company's risk analysis without obligation or cost, visit mygvn.com or call 877-695-1179 or online at mygvn.com. Global Verification Network, the risk mitigation experts, 877-695-1179.
Hey, Chicago, you're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. We shared a lot of advice with you on the program, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, from profiling people like Jennifer Adams, who is truly a role model and a national celebrity. So her story of transformation from a cleaning lady to the success of a multi-million dollar world and global enterprise, it's pretty exciting. And certainly our other conversations with Juliana Tamarosi, who is a personal role model of mine, and then, of course, Drew Johnson and the research being done on recent decisions from the U.S. Department of Interior. Truly fascinating conversations, and we love to profile those people on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. So speaking of Tandem HR, they are our good friends and they share a lot of great information with us. So as we go into Labor Day tomorrow, and of course I wish all of our guests, all of our listeners, everybody that is called to Get Down to Business a part of their weekend, I wish you a happy Labor Day, aside for enjoying barbecues and fun with family and enjoying the day off. Please remember to give back to community, and this is a good time to remember what Labor Day is all about. I actually was on another radio program this morning, and we talked a little bit about it. It's a really fascinating conversation. Tandem HR offers a lot of great advice about employee benefits, and I thought it would be very helpful and relevant information, especially as we go into this Labor Day and we celebrate our Labor Day weekend. Employee benefits often can make or break a work atmosphere. And if you're offering the bare minimum, your top employees are almost certain to check out the competition and see if the grass is greener on the other side. If you go overboard, you could put your financial bottom line in jeopardy. I wanted to share some tips about benefits that you can offer to your employees. And it's really all about finding a happy balance, a happy medium. And you can think about where your happy medium is by looking at these 10 sort of suggestions that Tandem HR has compiled. But again, all decisions, they say all politics is local, all decisions have to do with your company and your environment and figuring out what works well for you. So flex hours. Whoever decided that 9 to 5 was the perfect workday, there's a few different ways to approach this benefit. You can let employees work longer days so they can only come in 4 days a week. Let them choose from a selection of set hours, 7 to 3, 8 to 4, 9 to 5, or let them completely call the shots and determine when they come in and when they leave, as long as they're meeting their goals and their requirements. And speaking of work hours, what about working from home? To piggyback off of flexible hours, allow employees to work from home whenever possible. There's several software programs that will make this easy for everyone. An exceptional vacation policy. Have you heard about this one? This is becoming very popular. One unique benefit companies are starting to explore is unlimited paid time off. Yes, you heard me say that correctly. Unlimited paid time off. There's pros and cons to this approach, and it may not be best for you. Either way, enact a competitive vacation policy that encourages time off. What about student loan assistance? According to Inc. magazine, almost two-thirds of millennials have over $10,000 in student debt. Offering to relieve a portion of that debt after a predetermined grace period is an excellent benefit to offer employees. You'd also offer reimbursement for continued education if it pertains to an employee's position. What about pet friendly? This one I am very biased towards. No one wants to leave a little buddy at home. If your space allows, permit employees to bring their four-legged friends to work. Just make sure you're not breaking any health violations. And allow people to bring in their little buddies and to make the work a better place to work. We all have seen the service animals on planes. There's a reason that those have been allowed. People like having their little comfort animal available to them. And what about encouraging your employees to remain fit and active by having an on-site gym? Employees can hit the treadmill for a few minutes after lunch, come in earlier for some cardio, or get some reps after work. This is often better received than a gym membership, as it is far more convenient. And while company picnics or outings are often fun, see if there's any company-specific perks you can offer. For example, Ben and Jerry's offers 3 free pints of ice cream to their employees. Yes, 3 free pints of ice cream to their employees. And I know many of our listeners probably are starting to go on the Ben and Jerry's career page right now to look into that perk and that benefit. Airbnb also offers their employees a free stay in any of their listings. Some great employee benefits that many companies and many brand names that many of us know are offering. So you could be creative depending what line of work you are in. What about 401k and retirement? Employees are retiring later and later, making younger generations wonder if they will ever have retirement as an option. Make it easier for them to see the light at the end of the work tunnel by offering a 401k or a similar retirement plan. Bonus points are awarded for matching a portion of their contributions. Bottom line, you want people to be invested in this as well. So encourage people to give a portion of their earnings and set it aside for retirement. And it's no secret that the United States is behind the rest of the world when it comes to parental leave and pay. Companies who voluntarily offer parental benefits are sought out by employees. Hope you find these tips helpful. You can find more on Tandem HR's website, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. Download podcasts from our show today and all of our future programs. You're listening to Get Down to Business to Success. Let's get down to business. Have a great Labor Day and a great weekend.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance.